Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, I'm speaking with Kavi Ramachandran Ladner. She is an actress, a writer, and producer. And she is an actress in the play 90403 Plucker, which is part of the Antius Theater Company's The Zip Code Plays series. She is also producer of the film Now and Never. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you today.
I so enjoyed the podcast of these plays that take place in different environments, different communities of Los Angeles. 90012, downtown Los Angeles. 91352, Sun Valley. 90024, Westwood Village. 90403, Santa Monica, the one that you were featured in. 90272, Pacific Palisades. And 90011, South Central LA. You would think that these places are all the same, but if you listen to this plays and if you listen to the tours about the different history of the locations, they're different. So tell us more how this Zip Code Play series came about.
Well, you know, we're in a new time, obviously, and we all miss being together in person. And, you know, as for the actors, you know, sharing the stage together and for the audiences to be able to perform for you all. But the show must go on. And powers that be over at NTS decided that we needed to keep going forward. And so this idea for the Zip Code Plays came about. And we have a playwrights lab, which I'm also a part of, called the NTS Playwrights Lab. Playwrights get an opportunity to bring pieces of their work to our lab, and then our actors then perform them, and it's maybe like 10, 20 minutes of a piece. For the Zip Code Plays, the playwrights were invited to write about the different areas of Los Angeles, and they did, and it was this amazing thing. I recorded mine last August in my closet, so we weren't together. It was quite the thing for each of us to receive all the equipment and do all of the technical thing. It's a big difference now, right, in the industry. Actors, whether you're doing radio or podcasts or on camera or whatever it is, everything is self-tapes and doing from home. So, you know, we're all like exercising new muscles. And so this was their first venture doing something like this. And it's been tremendous. The quality of talent in Antius is incredible. And it just, everyone's skills came together, the power of the voice, the power of the technical side, the writing, and just gave us, you know, an opportunity to kind of take everyone on a tour of Los Angeles. Like you said, you know, you would think, oh, it's, you know, it's all the same, but every zip code, and there's, you know, and there's so many more, right? But every area has its own stories, and these stories are mostly, if not all, like reflected of things that have happened in that area or inspired by the events in certain time frames in history.
What does the name of the theater company mean?
I actually knew that it had some kind of mythological background to it, but I didn't actually know about it until I listened to these plays. We have an incredible narrator for the entire series. He tells the story of, and I'm probably butchering this, so forgive me, but he tells the story of Antius, who gathers his powers from being on the earth. He's grounded in the earth, you know, and that's kind of what our theater is too, grounded in story, in earth. So Antius, the gods basically knew that if his feet were planted on the ground, he could not be defeated. And so in what pretty much ended up being a cheating thing, one of the gods picked him up off the ground and held him up. So he is technically lost his footing and therefore was defeated. But we Antians are not going to be defeated. We are going to keep going forward in theater. I'm sure I butchered that, but it was so, if you listen to the plays, you'll hear the storytelling of where this name came from. And I really recommend it because it's equally as entertaining as the story themselves.
What was very entertaining to me was to listen to the satirical play Plucker that you performed in, and it's about a Santa Monica resident who plucks fruit from her neighbor's yard, and some sort of neighborhood association takes her to trial for her offense of taking this fruit that was hanging over into her yard and eating it. Tell me more about the issue of fruit that we should be eating and not letting drop.
Yes, it was actually based on a true story, which is the crazy part, because it sounds so absurd. In the play, there is a flora and fauna association, and my understanding is there is such a thing that exists. Mina, who is my character, is before the board of the Flora and Fauna Association because she has plucked a low-hanging fruit from a neighborhood home, and that is forbidden. And so apparently there are pluckers who are going about and picking fruit, and this association is all about curbing that kind of behavior. They have rules, there's citations, there's, it's, you know, it's a whole thing. Without giving it away, you know, she has to get herself out of this kind of fruity situation.
But the character actually thinks that it's a waste not to eat the fruit. She thinks it's ecological to pluck it.
Well, I mean, I think so too. I mean, it's like, it makes no sense, but it is an interesting thing, isn't it? Like, even when I see a fruit or like a lemon tree or something and the branches are hanging off of a person's property, it is kind of like, you know, you want to pick it because it's right there. You know, it makes no sense. It's going to go to waste if not, but it doesn't belong to you. So what do you do, you know? So it's like kind of talking about ownership versus that, right? Waste, and it's fruit, and you know, it's hopefully meant for others to enjoy. So yeah, so she gets herself into trouble. I think you do better sharing their abundance with others.
Some of the other plays were fascinating as well because they talked about a variety of issues, from speakeasies down in South Central LA to pre-World War II development in the Pacific Palisades, dealing with anti-Semitism, Nazis, fascism, to an 80-year-old protester in Westwood Village who was being interrogated by the FBI for her protests, to salvaging old car parts in the San Fernando Valley, and even the Natural History Museum's, some of these statues coming alive, from a talking bear to a figure of justice and the discrimination from Father Sierra.
Yes.
There's so many issues, from the environment to social justice to life in a very different kind of environment in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Were there areas that the company wanted to present but simply never got around to it, such as preserving our Santa Monica Mountains, our Biona wetlands, or our Baldwin Hills, or some of our other unique ecosystems?
Yeah, I'm certain there are. From my understanding, there will be another series. So there will be exploring, you know, many more zip codes and hopefully environmental issues, as you're mentioning. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the things that makes where we live so incredible is that you can look and see the snowy mountains and, you know, be like 6 miles from the ocean and take a hike in the hills and experience all these different terrains. And we just have kind of like the best of everything. And it's absolutely so beautiful. And all of these different ecosystems like are kind of running through the different areas. Los Angeles is massive, you know, it's so big, and it has so many different cultures and communities and environments. And I know that the theater company wants to explore more and plans to do so. It's a never-ending source of inspiration. There's so much to learn about Los Angeles.
You performed in this play, Plucker, about a character who simply took edible fruit and didn't want it to go to waste. And you identify with that character. Was that hard then to play her?
No. I mean, as an actor, you want to identify with, in some way, shape, or form, with the characters that you play. But I very much believe in not wasting and sharing and, you know, those kind of things. It makes no sense to me that people will hoard things like fruit. But as I said, this was a true story, based on a true story from the playwright. So this kind of thing is happening. It's really happening, which is kind of nuts. And apparently there are also nuts being grown in Santa Monica, which I also did not know. Wouldn't it be amazing if we did that, if we just grew food for people? Imagine if those branches that are hanging over your property or onto the street were just more of like an invitation versus a signal to kind of keep away. You know, imagine if that was the kind of environment, both physically the environment, but also the emotional and social environment that we were creating for each other. So I think the absurdity of the piece is that these people are trying to protect their way of life and their small little society, but it's the opposite of inclusion. It's the opposite of community.
Where else can we see you perform?
Right now I'm shooting a recurring role on a new show for HBO Max. I can't really talk about the show or the role, but hopefully that will be out the end of this year. And I am currently developing a short film based on a play that was actually created at the NTS Playwrights Lab. I'm working with director Kimberly Harris, and she has adapted it into a screenplay. And I'm about to start the executive producer's job of making the money to make the project, but I'm very, very excited, and I'm very proud to be a part of NTS because it's brought forth things like the Zip Code Plays. It inspired me to make this short film, which I think is something I'm very excited about sharing with the world.
I heard you perform in a role that showed somebody caring about the environment, caring about plants. Are there other environmental roles that you would like to see people develop in plays, films, TV shows?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that it doesn't have to be so specific, because I think that it should be a part of the conversations that we're having. It affects our environment, climate change, all of these things affect the things that are happening in the world today. So I think it'd be very interesting for playwrights and screenwriters to bring in that element of the environment as they're developing their projects. I think it's a way to really bring awareness to people, since you know, everyone loves to watch art. I think it's very important.
I hope that everybody goes to the Antius Theater Company's website for the free podcast series, The Zip Code Plays. So many enjoyable plays to listen to. You were absolutely excellent in 90403 Plucker.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I have been speaking with Kavi Ramachandran Ladner, who is an actress, writer, and producer. I'm Nancy Perlman. Thank you very much for joining us, and do tune in again next week.
If you would like free information about these environmental issues, go to www.ecoprojects.org or call 310-559-9160. Environmental Directions with your host, Nancy Perlman, is a community affairs program of the nonprofit organization Educational Communications and this station.